Hello, and thank you for listening to the Be a Fucking Lion podcast, where I seek to empower women to never doubt they are powerful, act relentlessly on their goals, and cut out the excuses in exchange for a life of freedom, happiness, and good health. This episode is called I'm Possible. I'm going to start with that saying by Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right. Quit saying everything is impossible and replace it with I'm possible. What you tell yourself, your subconscious believes. And we have told ourselves many things over time for an accumulation of years, right? And it's true. And this is why I am affirmations are so powerful, and they work as long as you do them. You're reprogramming your subconscious mind. You have to tell yourself, I'm possible. I'm worthy. I'm getting healthy. On and on. Instead of a million excuses why you can't, you only need one why you can. Let me say that again. Instead of a million excuses why you can't, you only need one why you can. Make a decision you're going to make shit happen and do it. Right? It's not easy, but it is simple. It starts with a decision. Write your goals down. Now, I talk about this a lot because it works and it has been proven to work. But yet 90% of people do not have any written goals. If you really want to achieve something, I think it would be worth writing down whatever it is you want to achieve and a plan. Is it not? Or maybe you don't really want it. Because I firmly believe if you really wanted it, you would take the steps necessary to achieve it. When you're writing down your goals and your plan, you have to put your non-negotiable goals on the calendar and everything else goes around it. You must learn to lean on yourself before you let others lean on you. Especially you busy moms. I'm a busy mom, but I know I am number one, because if I am not number one, I cannot be at my best for my family. I also know I am the leader and role model to my children. Our kids emulate us. Say it out loud. I am number one. We get so busy doing things for others and running around like crazy and school events and soccer games and everything else that pulls us away from taking care of our own health, that you have to learn to put your goals, yourself, number one on the calendar, and everything else gets scheduled around that. And when I'm talking about goals, it's very important that you understand outcome-specific goals produce faster results, meaning they have to be specific, measurable, and achievable with a time attached. These are called SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. For example, I want to lose 50 pounds in 5 months. That's 2 pounds a week. I am going to go to the gym every Monday, Friday, and Saturday at 6 o'clock a.m. Or if you prefer to work out in the evening, say 7 o'clock p.m. And then you schedule your day and everything else around it. These have to be non-negotiable. You have to stick to them and learn to say no. You can't let anything else interfere with these things. So how do you start? First, by believing it's possible. Because if you can't believe it, then how can you achieve it? Tell yourself, I'm possible, as many times as it takes, every single fucking day. Okay, now that you believe it, start with time management. You must structure your day and put your goals on the calendar, like I said, and schedule everything else around that. Schedule your gym time, your reading time, schedule everything else around that. You can wake up earlier. You can stay up 30 minutes later to read a book. The number one excuse I hear people say and people have is, I don't have enough time. And that's a bunch of crock. There are people far busier than you accomplishing a whole lot more. And we all have the same 24 hours in a day. You have to make good use of your time. You have to get time management down. Time management and priorities. Stay off social media and television. Those are low priorities. Unless it fits in your schedule, and those things should be last. Least important things come last. Again, it's all about your priorities. You can fit in a whole lot more in your day when you have your day planned out, including time with your family. Our current daily routine has been formed out of habit, so you have to create a new habit. Set your alarm in the bathroom so you have to get up to shut it off, instead of hitting the snooze button when the phone is right next to you and you fall right to sleep. I know when I put my phone in the bathroom and I have to get up, I shut it off, then I go to the bathroom and I turn the light on and I'm awake. It really works. Stay off social media after a certain time. So I made a rule that I am not on my phone after 8:30 p.m. Not only does it keep you up later because you're just mindlessly scrolling on social media, feeding your mind nothing, studies show that the blue light emitted by your cell phone screen restrains the production of melatonin. That's the hormone that controls your sleep-wake cycle. This makes it more difficult to fall asleep and wake up in the morning. So when you are tired the next day, you're less productive. I know for me, when I lack sleep, I am so dragging the next day. And I was staying on my phone up late at night, you know, laying in bed. And once I made, I call it a rule list. So I wrote a list of rules, or you can call them habits I wanted to break. But it was rules I had to abide by in order to break these habits. And I taped it on my bathroom mirror and I look at it every single day. And some things were easier than others, of course, but there was a huge difference in my productivity levels and my mood. So these things really work. The next thing I would say is hugely important, and this is for any goal in your life. You know, if it requires bettering yourself, whether it's your health, fitness, financial goals, you know, any big goals worth having, you have to change your surroundings. The key to breaking through is turning off the negative. Negative people, negative news, negative thoughts, negative surroundings. You must be reliant to the negative factors around you. Believe in yourself and reprogram your subconscious mind. When you change, your environment changes. I have cut out all negativity in my life. That includes friends who were users, losers, alcoholics. That even includes my oldest daughter at times when she disrespects me. And I'll go a few months without talking to her. I don't allow any negativity in my life. Any. And because of this, my life is extremely peaceful today. I don't have room for it. And you don't have room for it. And it's hard. It's hard to cut, whether it's family members, people you've been friends with for years. You can love them from a distance. But if they're not helping you get to where you want to go, you have to distance yourself. Love them from a distance. I notice when I stay off Facebook and I don't watch politics on YouTube. I say YouTube because I don't watch TV. I am in a much better mind frame. I'm more productive and in such a great mood. Because what we feed our minds is just as important as what we feed our bodies. I mean, you can't even get on Facebook without seeing politics, race, people bashing each other in the comments and arguing. It's just out of line. And I get on Facebook to post and I get off. I can't scroll anymore. I will respond to my comments or my messages if I have a question. Somebody asks me a question in Messenger if it's related to fitness or health or nutrition or whatnot. But I don't scroll anymore. I notice a huge difference in my moods and my days. Let's talk a little bit about motivation. Quit waiting for more motivation. We are all motivated. The person sitting on the couch eating potato chips and watching TV while scrolling on Facebook is equally as motivated as the person going to the gym every day and eating healthy. There is positive motivation and negative motivation. I learned this from a great book I read called The Motivated Mind by J.M. Gracia. I highly recommend this book. That's J.M. Gracia, G-R-A-C-I-A. It's called The Motivated Mind. You don't need more motivation. You need hope, inspiration, and education. You must learn how to manage your mind also. I watched a very good and informative video on YouTube. And the link is posted in the bio of this podcast. But it was Dr. Caroline Leaf. And she is a communication pathologist and cognitive neuroscientist with a master's and PhD in communication pathology, specializing in cognitive and metacognitive neuropsychology. Since the early 80s, she has researched the mind-brain connection, the nature of mental health, and the formation of memory. She was one of the first in her field to study how the brain can change with directed mind input. I highly recommend you watch this interview, YouTube video, because it is very eye-opening. Your mind is just as important as your health, your mind health. You take care of your skin, your clothes, and your hygiene. Why don't you take care of your brain? What you eat matters, especially for your gray matter also. Your brain has different nutritional benefits than the rest of your body. What are you reading? Listening to? Watching? Reading is to your mind what exercise is to your body. Even if you just read 10 pages a day. Come on now. You can read 10 pages a day now. Just get off Facebook. And if you're not a reader, that's okay too. You can listen to podcasts like this one. You can read a book on audio or listen to the book on audio. You don't have to sit there and physically read the book. And while you are listening or reading, there's three questions that you can ask yourself. How can I use this? Two, why must I use this? And three, when will I use this? Again, are you putting yourself and your goals on the calendar first? When you can get time management down, learn to manage your mind, and get serious about your goals, I promise you your life will change. And it does take work, but anything worth having takes work. It's worth it, I promise. You're worth it. But it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what and how you think. You have to change your mindset to change your life. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram at BA fucking lion, and that's FUKING, on Facebook and Instagram. I had to take the C out because they are sensitive. Facebook is sensitive. If you want motivation, inspiration, and education delivered straight to your inbox every Monday morning, opt in on my website for my Motivation Monday newsletter at www.beafuckinglion.com. And that C is included. BEAFUCKINGLION.com. I even set up a cool rewards program where you can win cool referral rewards. Be healthy, be happy, be a fucking lion, take charge of your life, and go smash some damn goals.